All right, we're back at episode 80 with Losing Some of the Derek Shapiro Show, DerekShapiroShow.com. And Trina, let's go ahead. A sixth symptom, false song for the year.
Well, number six is T.I., Love This Life.
Yeah, you know Love This Life, right?
Of course. Number five is Kid Rock featuring T.I. and Angelina Presley, Care.
Yes, that's a great song this past year, you.
And number four is The Fray Heartbeat.
All right, we're going to hear all those songs and come back with more segments and more songs to end the year 2012.
You know you love this shit.
Bitch, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know. You love.
I'm saying no.
Bitch, you know you love. Don't nobody do you like me, you know.
Cavalli dress, in high heels, in drop tops, on high wheels. We live how we wanna live, cause we got meals. Them other niggas barely buy a hot meal. In VIP, them bottle poppin', do it B.I.G. Come get with T.I.P., be ballin' till you D.I.E. Invisible set bracelets, see clearly. Take away your stress, mean that sincerely. Problem solved, never mind that. Girlfriend, see your bag, be like, where you find that? Plus, what the fuck's a prenup? You ain't gotta sign that. You let up, take half, I'ma make it right back. I'm a motherfucking hustler, to the hard wuster. Since leaving me and be back fucking with them busters. Bentley for your birthday, Goyard purse day. Deal with them stacks, know you gotta love that.
Yeah.
Your frustrations I take in consideration. I'm rough around the edges, though bear with me and be patient. And you're sadly mistaken if you think I'm in the chasing. My heart is RSVP, I've extended an invitation. And don't go wasting your time with what they saying online. Your position's divine, don't believe, look around. I got a strong mind and a kind heart. What a soft kiss, but I
you
love
know.
Her. Drop jacks, Birkin bags, Louboutin heels. Summer homes in Miami, Hollywood Hills. Vacationing in Monaco, Ibiza. On the French Riviera with Afida. Her lifestyle's so rare, you know you ain't going nowhere.
Care about our job prospects.
I care about peace.
Teaching you, my kids, my husband.
The welfare of my fellow man.
Health.
I want the truth to come out.
This is the Breakdown
Station. Day by day, my life gets colder. Goes thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. so helpless and confused. 'Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life. 'Cause I can't stop the war, shelter homeless, feed the poor. I can't walk on water, I can't save your sons and daughters. Well, I can't change the world and make things fair. The least that I can do is care.
Though.
The least that I can do.
All right, Vinny and Jerry, of course, what is the number 3, 2, and 1 segment of the year?
Derek, the number 3 segment of the year is The Fray.
Oh, so you just heard The Fray, too, okay. And what's the number 2nd segment of the year?
The second segment is Rick Ross.
And before you go to the number 1 segment, okay, I think we're going to do the segment to play some holiday tunes, but we'll come back with Trina with some songs, and we'll play some holiday tunes, then we'll see what the number 1 segment for the year is, okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right, here I live on the Derek Shapiro Show.
That's quick. I just want to know what your new album means to you. Just for the Derek Shapiro Show.
I'm sorry?
We just got clear interviews beforehand with the label. I'm sorry.
Well, can you just give a shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show for The Fray?
I got clear with the label.
Oh, okay.
This gorilla recording doesn't work.
Well, it does work, though.
It works, but it doesn't work for a big man.
All right. Well, thank you, though, from The Fray, though. Thank you very much, okay? And good luck from Jimmy Kimmel, okay?
Yeah,
about that. Okay, bye-bye. Hey Rick, how does it feel to be here tonight for the Tupac?
It's all good, man. You know, that was, I believe, the greatest ever, you know?
Yep.
So it's good to just keep his legacy alive.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's all good. Happy birthday.
Hold on,
Tupac Shakur.
Hey, hold on.
All right, we're back. Two more songs to go, well, a few more songs to go, but what's the number 3 and 2nd song, Latrina?
Well, number 3 is Ari, the
what?
The
local. Local Ari! You have the number 3 song for the year. What do you think about that, Ari?
I think it's cool that I've been added onto your playlist twice. Thank you.
Now we're going to play a new song for 2013, right?
Sure, you want one?
You got to send to me next, you know, of course, in January, in a few weeks, right?
Of course.
Of course, that's right. So number, what do you got to say to your fans about the number 3 song?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What do you got to say to your fans about the number 3 song for 2012?
Oh, thank you for making it number 3, and I hope you're continuing to listen.
And where can people find your information? People who listen to your song tonight on tonight's show, where can people find Barry's information?
You can go to my website. BariMusic.com,
BariMusic.com. Awesome. All right, and Latrina, what's the number 2nd song for the year?
Well, the 2nd song of the year is Carmen, Broken Hearted.
Well, right here, Carmen, Broken Hearted. Then we'll come back with the number 1 and number 1 song in the segment. But first, we'll play some holiday music after these 2 songs. We'll come back.
That's why you don't want to piss me off. I make a hit every time, goddammit. 2, 3!
Never meet the last. Looking
is more than the typical kind of thing. Felt the Jones in my bones when you were touching me. And the day's going crazy, I can barely think. You're replaying in my brain, find it hard to sleep. Oh, waiting for my phone to blow. Yeah, now I'm here in a sticky situation. Got a little trouble, yep, and now I'm pacing. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, now it's been an hour. I don't wanna think too hard, but I'm sour. Time, such a crime, not a single word. Sipping on that Patron just to calm my nerves. Popping bottles by the phone. Oh yeah. Had me up, had me down, turned me inside out. That's enough.
That's a good question. I say go with the first one. It was the original.
True, but the only thing I'm really mad at, Gary Shapiro and you, But the thing is, now maybe you could, because this summer coming up, 2013, I'm going to be in Adam Sandler's new movie, Grown Ups. Can you believe that, guys?
We lost you there for a second.
Dude.
Oh, I said that maybe Adam Sandler put me in the forefront or something, because I'm in his new movie this coming summer, 2013, in Grown Ups 2.
That would be awesome, man. And hopefully if he includes you, he'll include Larry Wax of the Regular Guys as well. I'd like to see both y'all in there.
Oh, Larry Wax of the Regular Guys is Jewish, right?
Yes, he is.
All right, and a Christmas song. Latrina, I'll have you pick a Christmas song, Latrina.
I'd say Jingle Bell Rock.
By who, do you think?
I don't know anyone.
Jingle Bell Rock by... Did Jessica Simpson sing Jingle Bell Rock?
Everyone sung Jingle Bell Rock.
All right, we'll surprise you with that, okay. And then, of course, I have a surprise for you, Latrina. We're going to play Last Dance again for this show, okay? Because you are a great performer this past year, okay? On my show. And I want to highlight your song before we get to the number one segment and number one song for the year, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, so here's those three songs. Adam Sandler, then Jingle Bell Rock, and then Latrina doing Last Dance here on Episode 80, the best of show for 2012.
Yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much fun to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. Deck the halls or Jingle Bell Rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah. Hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Derek, the moment of truth. The number one segment of 2012 is none other than Ben Stiller.
Yes, my co-star in The Watch this past year. You remember that great time we had, John, when we saw the premiere in Atlanta, and you had your fake tux on, Vinny and Jerry?
Oh, yeah. Jerry and I had the tuxedo t-shirts on because the regular guys invited us to be part of it because, like you, Derek, Larry Wax of the Regular Guys show was also cast as an extra. So the Regular Guys made this huge red carpet premiere for the show, and we were invited to bring in as special guest ushers to help people get to their seats and also to enjoy the movie.
Of course, and Ben Stiller did a great job in it. And, you know, I had a lot of co-stars. You know, I'm trying to give a little hint what's happening next month. Next month, January 2012, I'm going to be in Atlanta promoting my new movie, The Case of the Radio Show Host. And guess who plays my wonderful girlfriend in the movie?
Who plays it?
Latrina.
Whoa.
Latrina? How did you know that, Latrina?
I loved doing the movie, so it was awesome.
Yes, it was awesome. So, of course, all my co-stars are in this best-of show, you know? I mean, Latrina, The Case of the Radio Show Host, and Stella for The Watch. And of course, Terry G. Vaughn with, Big Wicked Man, and of course, Adam Sandler with, Grown Ups 2. Alright, Latrina, what is the number one song for the year?
Well, the number one song of the year, which is actually one of my favorite songs, would be Matchbox 20, She's So Mean.
Alright, there it is. And then we'll come back to end the show.
We're doing Eddie Murphy tomorrow, huh? What's in my movie? What's in my
height?
What's your character like? What's your character like in that movie?
The guy steals his money back from the guy who ripped him off. It's like a heist in the movie.
Heist in the movie?
Yeah. Check it out.
I listen to the Derek Shapiro Show. I am Ben Stiller.
Thanks.
I know a girl, she gets what she wants all the time, 'cause she's fine. But for an angel, she's a hot, hot mess. Make you so blind, but you don't mind, 'cause she's an uptown, get around, anything goes, a girl. She's a hardcore candy store. Give me some more, girl. Girl, she'll make you take her to the club, but then she leaves with her friends. She likes to stay late at the party, 'cause the fun never ends. And all her clothes are on the floor, and all your records are scratched. She's like a one-way ticket, 'cause you can't come back. Say, hey, you want her, but she's so mean. Don't shut your mouth, she'll freak out. You better get your shit together, 'cause she's bringing you down now. Yeah, boy, you better, 'cause she's an uptown, get around, anything goes, a girl. Girl, she's a hardcore candy store. Give me some more, girl. Believe what she says. She drinks Bacardi in the morning till it goes to her head. And all you want is just to hold her, but she don't go for that. She has a hard time coming when she can't hit back. Say, yeah, you want her, but she's so mean. Your back, and then she's calling you, baby, crazy.
Liam back, episode 88 the 12 biggest segments and songs for 2012. Oh, I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Ricky, of course. I forgot to thank him on my last show. I want to thank you, Johnny. I can't do it without you this past year and, you know, this show. I want to thank you, Bobby. Sorry, I love you.
Love you, too.
Yes, and of course, Jerry. I want to thank you, Jerry Truman.
Yeah, I want to thank you, too, Derek, for having us here.
Yes, and of course, Mr. Vinny Bucci. Thank you.
You're welcome, Derek, and thanks for letting us be part of the special 80th episode.
And I want to thank, of course, my wonderful co-host. Couldn't do it without you. And, of course, the new movie that comes out next month, of course, Latrina. Thank you very much, Latrina.
Oh, thank you, Derek. Can't wait for
yeah.
to come out.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and there you have it. We'll see you next month, episode 81, with Chubby Tavares next month in January. Take it easy, guys. I'll be in Atlanta soon, okay?
All right, man. We'll hang out.
Take it easy. Bye-bye. Bye.